Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Now, we do thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy. We're going to go right on back into our teaching. We're doing, amen, exposing Satan's weapons. We've been doing a lesson letting us know the different weapons that the enemy uses to try to keep us from moving forward and keep us in a place where we're constantly struggling and fighting. How many of you know that when we know his tactics and his schemes and his wiles and his tricks, and we're able to recognize when he is in operation, we can defeat him with the word of the Lord. So we're going to go back into the word of God. And I want you to get your Bibles and join me as we go right back into the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we just thank you, God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to once again be on the radio, Lord God. And we just ask as we go into the word this morning that, Father, you would anoint your word, anoint every listener, Father God. Let it be food for our souls. Father, we just love you and we appreciate you. And we thank you for what you're doing for us, God. Encourage your people today. Father God, keep us up on the wall. Keep us pressing forward. Oh, Father, open our eyes the more, oh God, to what we need to be aware of in order to fight effectively in the kingdom and be effective and victorious in you, Father God. And we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as we ended on the last broadcast, we spoke a little bit about moving out of the timing of the Lord. It's very important, beloved, that we make sure that we move in the season of God and the timing of God. It's very, very important that we don't do things out of the will of God, because when we get out of his will, a lot of times what happens is the anointing doesn't follow. And so if we're doing something and God may have instructed you to do it, but he may not have told you that that's the time to do it. And we often find that when that's the case, things just don't come out right. So it's very, very important that we're sensitive to God, that we move in his timing, we move in his season. When he gives us instruction to do a certain thing, we must be mindful to move when he says move. If he says wait, beloved, believe me, wait. There's a reason for it. It's just like if you're driving your car and you see a traffic light, and that traffic light is green, but when you get close to it, it may turn the amber color, the yellow, that you know that's a caution, that it's getting ready to change to red. Now, if you just take it upon yourself to say, you know, I know that that light is red, but I'm going to just go through it, you're, number one, breaking the law. Number two, you're taking your life in your own hands, because that red light is for a reason. That red light is letting you know that there's cross traffic coming. Amen. And if you go through that red light, you just might hit someone, or someone might hit you. So, beloved, it's very, very, very important that we move in the season of God. Amen. Don't get out of his will by doing things, amen, in your own time. Wait on God. And when he gives you that instruction, you be mindful, amen, to do exactly as the Lord would instruct. Amen. And you will have the favor of God. Amen. You have his validation. And most importantly, the anointing of God. Amen. Now we're going further. Glory to God. I'm going to talk a little bit about negativity. And we know that, amen, when we're negative, first of all, it's opposite of being positive. And the word of God doesn't move in that realm. Doubt and unbelief, amen, gets stirred up when we're in a negative atmosphere. And negativity has no positive outlook. It alters the perception of an individual, and it causes them to remove the colorful dynamics of life and the world and paints a gray and grim picture. Amen. Anybody that's negative, I'm sure we've all been around that type of a person. And it really kind of puts a damper or a grimness on things. Amen. You could go into a situation and have such a positive outlook and, you know, have confidence and faith. But if you get around someone that is giving you the opposite of that, after a while, it will try to pull you down. So in other words, it will alter. It can alter a person's present life being negative. It can alter your future. Amen. Walking in negativity. You can know a thing. You can know what God is doing. You can know. Amen. You can have the assurance that God is with you. Amen. When you're moving forward in ministry, or amen, you've stepped out on God and you know, you may be putting a retreat together for the first time, and you know that God has given you the blueprint. He's given you the plan. But if you have someone come along and they're negative and telling you what you can't do and it's not going to work and it's too much money and on and on and on, and you keep listening to that, you keep allowing your spirit to be fed that, after a while you'll step back and you'll take a look at all the why nots. Amen. Why not? I can't do this, in other words. Amen. But we've got to make sure that, amen, that our speech is seasoned with the word of the Lord, because the Bible says that we're snared, we're caught, amen, with we're snared, amen, with our tongue. We can be snared. We can be snared a good way, or we can be snared a bad way. So we must be very, very careful. Amen. Your speech will tell where you are at any given moment. Glory be to God. Amen. Now listen, sustain the negativity changes a person's mood. It affects their relationships, and it even suppresses the immune system. So we must be very, very careful of how we talk, and physically it can affect a person that may be going through an illness. Amen. It's very, very important, amen, that when we're around people that are sick, amen, maybe fighting something in their body, that we do not speak negative. We speak the word. If you can't speak anything, you know, don't say it. If it's going to be negative, don't say it. It's better not to say anything. Amen. Just pray. Come on now. Amen. We must speak life. You know, the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen. You can speak life, or you can speak death. Amen. Now, over in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verses 26 through 24. I'm going to take the time and read these scriptures. Amen. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me?" And we know that each time Israel began to murmur and complain, God got angry with them. He doesn't like us to murmur. He doesn't like us to complain. Come on now. Amen. If things are not going right, beloved, don't complain. Don't murmur. Take it to God. Tell God exactly how you feel. Come on now. Be honest with Him, but don't complain. Amen. We can tell God how we feel, and we can get it all out. You know what I'm saying? We can express ourselves. Amen. But God doesn't want us to murmur. He doesn't want us to complain. Amen. Because that breeds negativity. Amen. So they were murmuring. They were complaining. Basically against God. He said, "I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me." They had gotten angry with God. They had begun to murmur against the God that they were serving. Amen. Now he says, "Say unto them, As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. And all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness, after the number of the days in which ye searched the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, ye shall know my breach of promise. Now this was an awesome judgment. This was just the ultimate, if you will, because what ended up happening is the very ones that complained, murmured that they could not take the land, God got angry, and he said, because of your murmurings, because of your complainings, the only two that believed God, that trusted God to do the impossible, amen, to take them over the top, was Joshua and Caleb. And how ironic, even the leaders, amen, did not get to go in. Moses did not get to go in. Aaron did not get to go in. Miriam did not get to go in for different reasons. But still, amen, the word of the Lord is true. He said, you will not go in. You're going to wander. Each day represented, turned into a year. So the 40 days that they went in to spy the land, 40 means preparation. It only takes 40 days to prepare. Amen. He was preparing them, amen, to go in and possess the land. But when they came back with an evil report. And because of that, it spurred negativity. And it spread like wildfire. And the people again began to complain. They began to murmur. So God had to speak. And he said, look, I don't like what they're doing to me. And he said, as a result, they're going to die. Their carcasses, in other words, will, amen, waste away in the wilderness, glory to God, and the babes will go in, the little ones will go in, but it took 40 years for that generation to turn over, to die out, amen. They had to get all that yuck and muck out before the people could go forward. Beloved, this is an awesome scene because this is what negativity will do. It can cost you your destiny. Amen. It can cost you entering into that promised land right here, right now. Amen. We know where we're going. Glory to God, if we're serving the Lord, we know that we're headed, amen, to a good land. We're headed to heaven. But, amen, we're walking out our salvation. We're working out our salvation. And we have destiny, amen, right here, right now, that God wants us to walk into. Do not allow the enemy, amen, to breed negativity in your surroundings. Keep your atmosphere pure, glory to God. Don't allow anybody, amen, even to be around you that's going to cause your anointing, your virtue, your strength to leave you. Glory to God. Be very careful, amen, of the speech, amen. Glory to God. Now listen, so we know that the counterattack to negativity comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Listen, truth, the word of God is truth. Amen. Honest, we know the word is honest. Come on now. Just, we know the word is just. The word is right all by itself. So if God speaks a thing, beloved, you must believe and know that that word will not return void. It will accomplish everything that it sets forth to do. Come on, somebody. Amen. It will do the thing. Amen. It will flourish. It will come to fruition. The word of God, amen, we know is quick and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. So if the word can go in us, amen, and manifest in us, cut, clean, heal. Imagine what the word will do when we speak it out into the atmosphere. Beloved, hear me. The word is quick. The word works. Amen. We must speak the word. We must allow it to activate in us, through us. Come on now. Amen. This word is food for our very souls on today. Amen. So we know, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. Amen. These are the things that we should speak. Glory to God. Whatsoever things are lovely. whatsoever things are of good report, instead of always carrying bones, if you will. Amen. Negativity, even about people, we must be careful what we say, how we say it. Glory to God. If you don't have a good report, you don't necessarily have to spread an evil one. Come on now. Amen. The thing you may be saying may be true, may be right. Glory to God. But allow the Lord to season your speech, beloved, so that you don't fall over into negativity. If there be any virtue, are you getting any strength from the conversation that you're having, that you're maintaining, that you're keeping, that you're, amen, the things that you're saying, amen. Is there any virtue in it? Can you gain strength from what you're saying? Come on now. Glory to God. Think about it, beloved. If there be any praise, is God getting the glory from what you're saying, from your speech? Amen. Think on these things. Amen. We concentrate on negativity a whole lot. Amen. But when it comes to the positive, the good, amen, we sometimes will minimize that. But we need to change the way we talk. We need to change our outlook. We need to begin to look at things in God's light. Amen. And get the mind of God on how to pray through a thing. Amen. If someone is in trouble, glory to God, and the Lord allows you to see it, he may allow you to be have some firsthand experience to the point that you're walking with that person and through with that person. Amen. The Bible says we should bear the infirmities of the weak. And if we're stronger, amen, we ought to have some light in us to encourage that person that you don't want to stay where you are. Amen. The Lord can lift you up and bring you up and bring you out. Amen. Glory to God. But if we fall into negativity, we're no use to them. We're no use to God. We're no use to ourselves. And then the enemy is able to get the glory. So we need to think on things, amen, according to the word of God, things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are of a good report. Amen. And things that will inspire and encourage virtue. Glory to God. And finally, give praise to God. Amen. Now, let's move a little further. Let's talk a little bit about offenses. A lot of times we get offended. We get offended because a person may not treat us right, or, you know, a boss may look over us, and, or, you know, we could get mad at our pastor for, amen, chewing us or whatever. Amen. And we get offended. And offenses is one quick way to stop the hand of God in our life, because what happens, amen, we begin to take another look, and, amen, that negativity can come and all of this. But we know that offenses are used by the enemy to cause us to transgress based on our displeasure. Amen. That will cause us to back up, cause us to sin, cause us to get angry or get resentful, due to someone's actions that they've displayed or words spoken to or against us. Amen. So when we have someone strike us, we could get offended by that, get angry, get resentful. And if we're not careful, we'll begin to hate. We'll get bitter. All of this is all negativity. It's all breeding ground for the enemy to try to hinder and hamper our life. So when an offense is allowed to remain and fester, the enemy not only uses it to destroy us or the individual, but this weapon actually undermines spiritual authority. Because if we get offended at our leaders, you know, we'll stop. We can stop coming to church. We'll slack up praying. We won't pray for them. We may even stop giving. Come on now. Because we're offended. Amen. Offenses will stop the hand of God, amen, in our life. So we must be very, very careful that we do not allow the spirit of offense, amen, to take root in our life. Amen. Now, Psalms 119 and 165 says this: great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, the first thing you may say is, oh, there's no way that we cannot walk in offense. Yes, this word is true, because there's peace in the word. Amen. When things happen, we can go to God and we can say, Father, I don't like this. I don't like what has happened. Amen. But I'm asking you to give me your word. Help me through this. Show me what to do if I'm to do anything. Give me what to say if I'm to say anything. Amen. We've got to trust in the word of God. Great peace have they which love thy law. If you love the Lord, you love his commands. You love his word. Amen. And you're walking in his word. You're living his word. Glory to God. The word, amen, will sustain you. The word of God will keep us. Amen. And it'll keep us in peace. Perfect peace. Amen. You may be troubled by it. You might be hurt by what's happened. Amen. But when you run to the word and you just wait on the Lord, believe me, beloved, he's going to speak. Some kind of way, God will give you his word. Amen. And that's the food that we feed on. That's what we feed on. We don't feed on what happened. We don't feed on the negative experience. We feed on the word. If you have to read it 50 times in a day, read it and allow it to minister to you. Allow it to get down in that sore area. Amen. So that offense, amen, will not take root in your heart. So the scripture says again, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Amen. Now, over in Luke chapter 17, 1 through 10, the word of God talks about Jesus said to the disciples, it's impossible, but that offenses will come. Now, so this lets us know offenses are going to come our way. But this is what he said, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast it into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. That means tell him what he did wrong. Do it in a right way. Come on. Amen. Don't strike back. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. They knew that, oh my, this is going to take a lot of faith to do. Amen. But we know God will give us that faith. Now, this is what the Lord said. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted into the sea, and it shall obey you. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready, wherewith I may sup and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Even if you don't get the results that you think you should get, amen, when dealing with someone that's offended, you must do it. Do it as unto the Lord. Do it with all your might. And do it in liberty. Do it in love, amen, so that in the end you can say, I did the right thing. I did what I was supposed to do. Now I release it to you. Amen, Jesus. And I thank you for helping, and I thank you for delivering. So we can pray this as a counterattack. We can say, Father, I release. And you put that name in there, that one. Amen. From all offenses I have held in my heart, forgive me for any resentment, hatred, anger, and displeasure. Deliver me from this self-imposed bondage. Close every portal that gives the spirit of unforgiveness access to my soul. I worship you as I decree and declare that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. And beloved, when you deal with offense like this, offense will not take root in your heart. Amen. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. Let me just pray with you again. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Father, for enlightening us today how to govern our speech, how not to have offenses, and how not to allow amen, negativity, amen, to take root in our heart. Oh, Father God, and how to walk in the timing of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that, God, you take this word in our heart. Lord, that we hide it in our heart, that we might not sin against you. Help us to continue to grow. Help us to continue, Father God, to maintain and move forward in you. Oh, Father God, there's one that may be sick in body today. I want you to strengthen. I want you to heal. Oh, Father, we bind any sickness and infirmity. We speak to the cancer cells in that one's body. We speak to the diabetes and high blood pressure to become normal in Jesus' name. We rebuke diabetes right now. We rebuke high blood pressure. Oh, Father God, bring the systems to normal. Father, you cleanse out the body from cancer. And Father, we thank you now. We speak your word. We send it forth to go and forth and do, oh God, what is sent forth to do. And Father, we thank you. Oh, Father God, take us further in your word. Help us, God, to continue to maintain, oh God, and persevere and press forward and think on good things and walk in truth and walk in justice and walk in purity. Hallelujah. Walk in things that are lovely. Oh, God, speak to things that are of a good report. Oh, Father God, things that will bring strength. And most of all, help us to speak those things that will give praise, honor, and glory to your name. Father, and I thank you now, giving you glory, honor, and praise for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, beloved. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We invite you to visit us on our website. Amen. www.wopministries.org. You're also free to send us an email to let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. Glory to God. Amen. We have some exciting things coming up in the year 2009. Want you to continue to look up, beloved, and know that God loves you. Continue to check us out on our website to know what's going on with Women of Power. Amen. And the things that God is doing and where he's taking us. Amen. Throughout the United States, ministering. Amen. Glory to God. We'll be speaking more as time moves along about our upcoming Women of Power annual conference to be held in May. Amen. In the year of 2009, we're going to San Antonio, Texas. Amen. But we want you to be encouraged, beloved, and know that God loves you. Glory to God. And he's fighting on your behalf. Glory to God. Remember, if God is for you, he's more than the world against you. Keep looking up, beloved. Keep fighting the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, knowing, glory to God, that victory is already yours. My time is gone for today. Until next time, continue to listen. Be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.